Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will be looking at propaganda used during the Great War. We will begin by describing the different types of propaganda that were used, and we will also explain what were the aims of this propaganda. During the Great War, the British government used a huge amount of propaganda to encourage people to take actions which would help Britain win the war. The government employed various methods to try and influence people to engage in different activities. One common sight across Britain became war posters, whether on billboards, lampposts, or other locations. A lot of written material was also issued by the government and other relevant groups. This included leaflets, books, or copies of speeches. Sometimes these were even targeted at other countries to try and get their support. The government also used newspapers to spread their message. Under the Defence of the Realm Act, British newspapers could be censored. This meant that the government could decide what they could and couldn't write. And the government also did this in terms of sending helpful information to other countries. There were other methods that were used to influence people too. Pro-British films were made and shown in cinemas. And even patriotic paintings were used to try and win public support for the war, thus ensuring a steady supply of soldiers. The different types of propaganda had a variety of aims. These were largely focused around five issues: recruiting soldiers, targeting women, ensuring a good food supply, increasing patriotism, and also promoting hatred for the enemy. Before conscription was introduced in 1916, the government needed British men to volunteer to fight. Various posters were produced which encouraged men to sign up for military service, especially in the army. Recruitment adverts tried to appeal to men's sense of patriotism. Others tried to embarrass men into fighting, such as asking what they would say that they had done when the war was on, or implying that women would not want to marry men that had not fought during the war. Women were also targeted by this propaganda. This was often to encourage them to take an active part in the war effort, such as working in a munitions factory or going abroad to become a nurse or mechanic. Propaganda also tried to encourage women to get more men to sign up to join the fight. Women were told to say that they wouldn't marry a man that wasn't prepared to fight, and mothers were also encouraged to send their sons to join the war. Ensuring a good food supply was also a key part of propaganda. Campaigns tried to encourage people to not waste food or grow their own. Other information told people different ways they could cook that would allow them to conserve food. Government information also tried to create a sense of patriotism, ensuring national support for the war, even during difficult times. Images portrayed Britain as a world leader, capable of defending freedom all across the globe. But the propaganda also tried to build hatred of the enemy. Information campaigns focused on German atrocities, such as the sinking of the passenger ship Lusitania, or the killing of the British nurse Edith Cavell. In this, it was hoped that men would want to fight to stop the evil that they could see.